Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're talking about something pretty serious in the digital world. I want you to imagine you're in charge of a massive housing complex. I mean, one that covers over 40% of all houses on the planet.
That's a lot of houses.
It is. And then imagine the master key for all those properties is just left out in the open for anyone to grab.
And that's pretty much the situation we're looking at with WordPress.
Exactly. Our sources are highlighting two really severe vulnerabilities that were just found in some incredibly popular third-party plugins. We're talking flaws that basically hand attackers the keys, either full admin control or the ability to run their own code on the server.
Which is terrifying.
Right. So if you manage a WordPress site or even just rely on one, this deep dive is for you. We're going to give you the essential facts and, more importantly, the immediate fixes.
Yeah, our mission here is really straightforward. We want to move past the headlines, you know, the fear, and really get into the mechanics of these two flaws. We're talking about CVE 2025-8489 and CVE 2025-13486. We need to unpack why these active attack campaigns are so urgent and, most importantly, give you the tools, the actual steps for detection and protection to secure your site, like right now.
Okay, so let's jump right in with the first one. The administrative control flaw. This one involves the King add-ons for Elementor plugin. It's used on about, what, 10,000 WordPress sites?
Around that, yeah.
And look, 10,000 might not sound like millions, but that's still 10,000 websites where an attacker could just walk in the front door.
That's what makes CVE 2025-8489 so dangerous. The sources are calling it one of the most severe active threats out there right now because the barrier to entry is, well, it's basically zero.
Zero.
An attacker doesn't need to crack a password or, you know, find some complex way around a firewall. They can just register a new account on the site and tell the site they want to be an administrator.
Okay, wait, let's unpack that. How does a simple add-on plugin let a brand new user just decide what their role is? That seems like a really fundamental security failure.
It is a fundamental failure. It's a flaw specifically in the plugin's user registration handler. So think about it this way. When you register on any normal site, the system gives you a role, right? Subscriber, maybe customer.
Lowest level.
Exactly. But the source material shows that the King add-ons handler was written to look for a specific parameter during registration, this user role parameter, and this is the crucial part, it accepted whatever value was put there without checking it.
So if I'm signing up for, I don't know, a coffee shop loyalty program, and I can just add a little hidden bit of text to my registration that says, my role is now store manager.
And the system just says, okay, you're the manager now. That is a perfect analogy. It's a classic case of what we call an insecure direct object reference, or IDOR. Right. The plugin just implicitly trusted the user's input. It saw user role administrator and didn't question it. It just promoted this brand new anonymous user to the most powerful account on the entire site. And from there, it's game over. They can install backdoor, steal your data, whatever they want.
What's really scary here, though, is the speed. The sources say this became public on October 30th, and attackers were exploiting it in less than 24 hours. WordFence alone reported blocking over 48,000 attempts.
And the volume is one thing, but it's the coordination that's really interesting. It wasn't just random probes. This was a focused, aggressive campaign. It peaked between November 9th and 10th with thousands of attempts. That points to automation, to a centralized command.
So for anyone listening right now, an admin who's maybe sweating a little and wants to check their logs, let's get technical for a second. What does this attack actually look like in the logs?
Okay, so attackers are targeting a standard WordPress file. It's called admin-ajax.php. It's meant for, you know, behind-the-scenes requests.
Right.
But they use it to send their malicious registration. The dead giveaway, the thing you need to search for in your logs, is that specific parameter, user role administrator. If you see that in a request to admin-ajax.php, someone was trying to get in.
And the sources even gave us the IPs, the most aggressive ones anyway.
He did. That's incredibly valuable intel.
So the two main ones to look for are 35.61.157.120. That one was responsible for about 28,900 attempts.
Wow.
And an IPv6 address, 21602.hey59.3.424.1. That one hit sites around 16,900 times. So for administrators, job one is to check your logs for those two IPs right now.
Absolutely. Especially if you see connections from them around late October, early November that line up with any new user accounts you don't recognize.
Now, you said the fix was actually released way back on September 25th. So the patch was out there, but the big attacks didn't peak until November. Doesn't that sort of I mean, doesn't that put the blame on the users for not updating?
That's the core conflict, isn't it? The developer did their job. They released the fix. The vulnerable versions were anything before 51.1.35. That two-month gap between the fix and the attack peak, that's the gap attackers live in.
User inertia.
Exactly. They rely on it. So the message is non-negotiable. You have to update to 51.1.35 or later. And if for some reason you can't, you have to disable that plugin. There's no other safe option.
Okay. So if the King add-on's flaw was like a smash and grab, the second threat we need to cover feels more surgical. This involves advanced custom fields, extended, or ACF, extended. It's active on over 100,000 WordPress sites.
A much bigger footprint.
Yeah. And this one is tracked as CVE-2025-13486. It's a remote code execution vulnerability. An RCE. Why is that so much worse than an admin account takeover?
Well, getting an admin account gives an attacker control inside WordPress. They can change your content, add users, things like that. RCE gives them control of the entire machine the website runs on.
So is the difference between someone getting the key to your house versus them getting the building's blueprints and, I don't know, a wrecking ball?
That's a great way to put it. RCE lets an unauthenticated attacker, someone who doesn't even need an account, run their own PHP code directly on your server. They can install permanent backdoors at the operating system level, steal your database passwords, your customer data.
Or just turn your server into a zombie to attack other people.
All of the above. It's a catastrophic level of compromise.
And what was the technical cause here? How did this happen?
The vulnerability was in how the plugin handled user input. And it combined that with a very powerful but sometimes risky PHP function called Callister FunCarry.
Okay, let's pause there. For our listeners who aren't deep into PHP, what is Callister FunCarry? And what does it mean that it was exposed to unsanitized user input?
Right. So it's a legitimate tool that lets developers call different functions on the fly. It's for flexibility. But unsanitized user input means the plugin was taking information directly from an attacker's web request and feeding it straight into this powerful function.
Without checking it first.
Without checking if it was safe. So the attacker could basically trick that function into running malicious commands instead of the normal safe ones the developer intended.
And then the timeline on this one was incredibly tight. The sources say it was reported on November 18th. And the vendor had a fix out version 0.9.2 the very next day.
Which is fantastic work by the developer, a really rapid response.
But that 24-hour gap is still a huge window of opportunity for attackers.
It's a massive risk. The second a vulnerability like this is disclosed, automated exploit scripts are being written. Mm. That short window means everyone on those 100,000 plus sites needed to treat that update as an emergency. If you're running any version between 0.9.0.5 and 0.9.1.1, you are wide open.
Okay, so let's shift gears completely to action items. If you're listening and you suspect your site might have been hit by either of these, what are the immediate signs to look for?
For the King add-ons flaw, the most obvious sign is seeing new administrator accounts in your user list. They often have, you know, generic names like test or support to try and blend in. Mm. Beyond that, look for strange content changes, weird redirects sending your visitors to spam sites, or new plugins installed that you don't recognize. Those are often the back doors they leave behind.
And in the server logs, what's the forensic evidence?
For the King add-ons one, CVE-2025-8489, you're searching your access logs for requests to admin-ajax.php that contain that string, user role administrator. For the RCE flaw, it's a bit trickier, but you'd be looking for, say, a spike in failed logins or strange outbound network traffic from your server. That could be a backdoor calling home.
So once you confirm a compromise or even just strongly suspect it, what's the step-by-step recovery plan?
Okay, four crucial steps. First, and this is the absolute first thing you do, is patch. Update King add-ons to 51.1.35 or later and ACF, extended to 0.9.2. If you can't update, you have to disable and delete the plugin files.
Immediately.
Second, do a full post-patch audit. Go through every single user account, paying close attention to admin roles created since the end of October. Check their creation dates. Check last login times.
And the sources had a really key piece of advice here. Huh. If you find a suspicious account, don't just delete it right away. Why is that?
That's right. So step three, you document it first. Get the username, the email, the creation date, any associated activity from the logs. You need that evidence for forensic analysis later to figure out exactly what they did. After you've documented it, then you can remove it and do a full scan of your site for any malicious code they left behind.
Okay, and the last step.
Finally, step four, mandatory security hardening. You have to change all your passwords, WordPress admins, your database password, your FTP, your SSTP, your hosting control panel, everything. and use strong, unique passwords for each. Then turn on two-factor authentication, 2FA, everywhere you possibly can. It's your single best defense.
This whole cycle of, you know, find a flaw, patch it, race to update, it brings up a bigger question. Why does this seem to happen so often with WordPress? Is it just the plugin architecture?
That's a huge part of it. I mean, WordPress's popularity alone makes it a giant target. It's running over 40% of the web. But the systemic risk, as the sources point out, is that plugin supply chain. When you install a plugin, you are implicitly trusting that third-party developer with the keys to your kingdom.
And a lot of those developers are not security experts.
Exactly. There's no mandatory hardcore security audit for every plugin that gets submitted, so you have developers with all different levels of skill and resources. And all it takes is one tiny mistake, like that one unvalidated input field in King Add-ons, to give an attacker total access. We have to get out of this reactive mindset.
So let's end on that. Let's talk about a proactive strategy. What does a really strong long-term security posture look like beyond just keep your stuff updated?
Okay, I'd say there are five core pillars. First is just relentless update vigilance. Core, themes, every single plugin. Assume every day you delay a patch is an open door for an automated bot.
Okay.
Second, minimize your attack surface. Only use the plugins you absolutely need. If you're not using it, don't just deactivate it, delete it from the server. Dormant code can still be a vulnerability.
And you mentioned defense in depth earlier. What does that look like here?
It means you need more than one layer of security. So even if your host has a firewall, you should also have a good security plugin like WordFence or Securi running on the site itself. It gives you a second firewall, malware scanning, login monitoring. If one layer fails, another one might catch it.
Okay. What's number four?
Fourth is an advanced layer, something like a web application firewall, a WEF.
And the simple way to think of a WEF is what?
It's like a bouncer for your website. It sits between your site and the internet, and it filters all the traffic. It's trained to spot malicious requests, like that user role administrator attack, and it blocks them before they even get to your WordPress site. Cloudflare is a popular one.
Got it. And the fifth pillar?
Your ultimate safety net, backups. Regular, automated, and this is critical offsite backups. If your server is completely compromised by an RCE attack, your local backups might be destroyed too. And you have to test restoring from those backups. An untested backup is just hope, not a plan.
So, this deep dive really underscores the immediate threat from these two plugins, King Add-ons and ACF Extended. The takeaway is that patching now is critical, but it's not the whole story.
Not at all. We really encourage you to get a formal security policy in place. The sources make it clear that the time between a flaw being announced and attackers exploiting it has shrunk from weeks to, in some cases, just hours. That changes everything.
It really does.
And that leads to the provocative thought we want to leave you with. Every time you click install on a third-party plugin, you're making a bet. You're trusting that developer with your entire digital presence. So, given the speed of these automated attacks, what does proactive security really look like anymore? Are we just stuck in a reactive cycle, always a step behind? Or should we be demanding a higher centralized security standard from the WordPress platform itself? That's the structural risk you need to think about as you go to secure your own environment.